Mr. Ariel, thank you for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you very much for giving me this opportunity.
Could you describe the current status of the agricultural sectors within the affected regions?
Well, we had almost 600,000 hectares of land devastated, 1.1 million metric tons of crop destroyed, 33 million coconut trees destroyed or damaged, with almost 15 million trees on the ground. So that was just after the Haiyan. So the situation was really devastating. But FAO, in fact, joined hands together with the Ministry of Agriculture, and we have been able to support nearly 44,000 families who are able to get a good harvest of about 3.5 metric ton per hectare on average, thanks to the certified seeds and the fertilizer we provided. The harvest has actually begun, and some of them are still harvesting. And from the preliminary information, what we have received says that they are keeping the harvest for their own consumption, as well as seed for the next planting season, and a certain amount of rice is sold in the local market. And we have also come across some families who have been able to buy some chicken and pigs with income they have made out of the surplus produce. So the amount of rice they are keeping for their household consumption will ensure a food security for the family for the whole year. Actually, the FAO intervention has enabled them to restore their typhoon-affected livelihoods to a larger extent and restore their household-level food security.
The coconut sector was also greatly affected by Typhoon Haiyan. How are those farmers supported, and what is their current status?
Coconut sector is really one of the FAO's topmost priorities at the moment, and especially the small-scale coconut farmers for whom coconut was the only means of livelihood. Thanks to the support we have received from different donor governments, we'll be able to support about 40,000 small-scale coconut farmers, and there are also some upland farmers, also vulnerable, very much dependent on agroforestry, fruit trees. So these farmers will be supported with intercropping and livestock inputs. We'll also be providing them with post-harvest machineries and training. We are already collaborating with the Department of Agriculture, Department of Agrarian Reform, and Department of Environment and Natural Resources to support these vulnerable farmers. And our interventions would help them restore their livelihoods as well as build back better. And our aim is also to provide them with this alternative livelihood mechanism so that their resilience is enhanced against similar future disasters.
And could you tell me what's happening in the fisheries sector as well?
Well, fisheries is another sector that was largely devastated. Almost like 30,000 boats were either destroyed or damaged. Almost 1 million fisherfolk were affected. We are collaborating with the Bureau of Fisheries and Aquatic Resources, and our aim is to support nearly 20,000 fishing families with inputs, in particular with fishing gears, seaweed production, and mariculture. Furthermore, there are also a lot of women that are depending on post-harvest fisheries. So our aim is to support these vulnerable women fishers with post-harvest inputs and training. In the meantime, FAO plans to build 3 units of hybrid prototype boats, which is a combination of fiberglass and wood, and test them in water. And that we are doing in close collaboration with the government. And FAO also aims to train about 3,000 local boat builders on boat building.
What does FAO plan to do going forward?
Thanks to the good works acknowledged by the government, by the donors, we have been able to mobilize the required resources. We appealed for $38 million, and we are almost there. So we had a great momentum during the response phase, and we are confident that we'll be able to maintain this momentum and keep FAO on the top for livelihood recovery. I quote what our Director General said during his visit, our work has not finished, it has just started. So we'll continue our partnership and collaboration with the government, and we'll support them in the development efforts too.
Mr. Ariel, thank you for joining me.
You're most welcome. Thanks.